Whistling, for those who do, can fill the gaps in a lazy day. Independent producer Richie Duchon sends an audio postcard from Portland, Maine, where he found one man having a smoke and a whistle on a weekend afternoon in the city's old port.
Hi there. My name is Jeffrey Hannon. I live in South Portland, Maine, and I like to whistle.
I often find that, like, over the course of my day when I'm walking around or whatever, you know, just puttering around doing stuff, I'm not really thinking verbally. I'm just hearing music in my mind. That's just, it just kind of articulates itself that way. You know what I mean? It's just, sometimes you think in terms of verbiage, and sometimes you, thinks in terms of notes and sound and that sort of thing, you know? It's just the way I think, I guess. I started whistling real young because, and I think this is kind of a generational thing, my father used to whistle all the time, and my grandfather used to whistle, and I think it was more common for people to do that, because I've had older women, older men, 60s, 70s, and go, boy, it's so lovely to hear somebody whistle. You never hear anybody whistle anymore. And my favorite way to whistle really is just to freestyle. And to me, it's an attempt to do something beautiful, you know? Just trying to do something beautiful, whether you succeed or not, is almost immaterial, but at least you try to create some beauty in the world.